Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WOR News Time coming up on 11:05. Checking WOR Sports. We start on the ice where the Islanders defeated Montreal 6-2. And tomorrow, hoops action has the Knicks in Milwaukee. The Brooklyn Nets on the road in Detroit. We'll have the Rangers visiting Edmonton. The Islanders will be out in L.A. Now we want to check in with meteorologist Mark Thibodeau in the updated forecast. See what you can expect for the next few days.
Here's your WOR Weather Channel forecast. Going to be plenty chilly overnight. We'll see a few clouds across the region. Those eventually down to the upper 30s. Mainly sunny weather ahead for Friday. A little bit cold still. 51 for the high, average highs 58. And over the weekend, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Highs up in the lower to mid-50s. A look ahead to Monday, lots of sunny weather. Afternoon high around 60. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel on 710 WOR.
Right now, it's chilly out there, 49, mostly clear outside of the WOR Tribeca iHeartRadio studios. We're about to head back to Eye on the World with John Batchelor as it continues now. I'll have your next update at midnight. If there's breaking news, we'll bring it to you at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. They'll take your phone calls tomorrow morning. Happy Friday, upcoming. I'm Steve Greenfield on 710 WOR. We are an NBC News radio station.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I welcome Malcolm Holine, conference the president's major American Jewish organizations, and we go immediately to the Middle East to understand a dispute between Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, and Lebanon, the troubled state of Lebanon. To guide us, Abdullah Al-Janid, a non-resident fellow of Trends Research and Advisory in the UAE, a columnist with Al-Ittihad newspaper as well as Sky News Arabia. Abdullah, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining us. My learning is that Saudi Arabia has been a benefactor and mentor of Lebanon over many years. This dates back to the early part of this century. What is the origin of the present reported dispute in Reuters? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and also Malcolm, and thank you for having me. Actually, is this a dispute or is it an actual departure point for not just Saudi Arabia, but for the whole GCC or the quadrant to take a position, a departing position from recognizing a failed state run by a terrorist organization, which is Hezbollah, and this unsustainable situation that is hurting the Lebanese and Lebanon can't be continue, or we can continue to support. So that's the decision for us to reduce the, let's say, the diplomatic relationship. But we have not, cut the total relation. We still have close to maybe a million Lebanese within the GCC countries. That's why we didn't sever diplomatic relations with Lebanon.
Malcolm?
But what would be the consequences, both political and economic, from the Gulf dropping its support of Lebanon at a time when Lebanon is under such tremendous pressure as it is?
Is it something new? It's been the situation for over, 20 years? We have supported the Lebanese, and we've been hoping that sometime, somehow, the Lebanese will come to terms in terms of adjusting that reality and, push forward to regain or reclaim their country. Unfortunately, the whole system is corrupt. There are no parties or political powers that we could recognize as a true partners in saving Lebanon from its current situation.
I read in Reuters the suggestion that Tehran is growing an influence in Lebanon, and Tehran is a predator state in the region, long-standing predator state, and Hezbollah has strong links to Tehran. What has changed, Abdullah? We know about Tehran's bad acting. Has it increased in Lebanon? Has it become overwhelming?
No, it's not. It is the status quo that the Hezbollah is putting Lebanon under, either to accept the minimal state or the choice, or the other choice is a civil war. That, you know, blackmailing the regional countries or the Arabic world, well, can't be sustained. So now we leave it to the Lebanese. They are happy with that. Let them live with that. But again, this is a position from the official Lebanon, but not the Lebanese people.
The Lebanese people reject this, and is what you're saying, and I must be greatly concerned by these developments. But do you expect that the Saudis, UAE, others will try to leverage this to address the wider issues like Hezbollah's proliferating drones to the Houthis and other destabilizing activities in the region?
Listen, by all means, we have the experience with Hezbollah from Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the rest, okay? We have dealt with them, we have contained them, and we had dismantled all their cells in this area. With the Houthis, unfortunately, if we have a more supportive role by the international community, we can contain Iran, and we can, get to stabilize Yemen. We can do that, but the international community has to see how bad the role of Iran is through its surrogates and how much it is bad, not just for the Arab countries, but even for Israel. Living under the yoke of a threat directly by Iran or its surrogates, from Lebanon, or even Israel being threatened by long-range missiles, Iranian-made missiles launched from Yemen. Now, is that acceptable? This is what we are asking the international community, led by the United States, to seriously work with us in ending this solution, this situation. To stabilize Yemen, we need to go to the root of that problem. You know, we can't accept it. Less than 5% of the population of Yemen dictates the future of this country. It's not acceptable.
Abdullah, Europe. Does Europe lend a hand in any of these disputes, either in Lebanon or in Yemen? Do you hear strong voices from Paris or Berlin in helping you?
Put it this way, I was party of the first German GCC security conference back in 2019, and Yemen was one of the issues that was discussed. And again, the German are willing to play a bigger role in that situation or area, and we welcome anybody who is willing to aid in closing or bringing to closure the situation in Yemen, politically, from the human suffering sort of, aspect. But we can do it with accepting the Houthis putting their will over the will of over 30 million Yemenis. This is not acceptable. So, if we're going to go into details, you will be surprised. We have a tanker that is carrying over a million barrels of oil, and this tanker is falling apart, and it will cause the biggest environmental catastrophe within the Red Sea for countries like Saudi Arabia, the whole of Yemen, and also Somalia, Eritrea, Sudan. This is going to be the biggest, environmental catastrophe. Why the international community, and specifically the United States, is continuing to entertain the demands of the Houthis. We can't understand that, unfortunately.
We have less than a minute, Malcolm. Go ahead.
Let me just say so quickly your Bahrain's perspective of the Iran-Saudi Arabia talks and their impact on the issues that you've raised.
Well, put it this way, we are definitely encouraging. And you see that everybody was criticizing the GCC for not engaging Iran. And we've seen that we are not shy in engaging Iran. We have done that in the past sincerely. And I can, give you so many examples. Now, the talks is led by the Saudi National Security Advisor and the Iranian National Security Advisor. If Iran is willing to play as a partner in stabilizing this region, by all means, let them. We welcome that. But we will not accept being dominated by Iran or anybody else. We are building and securing, and our role in re-stabilizing this region is recognized by everybody.
Abdullah Al-Janid from Bahrain, Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.